Praise God again. Again, let me welcome everybody on this Dream Team prayer line. God has established this line for a purpose and for a reason. So if you're on this line, I tell you what, you won't be discouraged. You won't be disappointed. But God has a word, and he's going to speak through us today. Praise God. So right now, I'm going to be talking about living an immovable life. Living an immovable life. Immovable. It means not able to be moved. In other words, it's fixed. It's secure, stable, rooted, grounded. And that's when we talk about being established as a Christian in the Lord, is established on the foundation that's built and rooted in the Word of God, built and rooted in Jesus Christ himself, built and rooted in Christ, because that's where we get strength to stand. Amen. Praise God. Listen, back in the day, the saints, the old saints used to sing this song, and I used to remember them singing it. It's saying, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Guess what? That's a song we all need to sing. Maybe you don't put a melody to it, but that has to be rooted in your heart, that I'm going to stand. For God I'll live, for God I will die. No matter what comes, what goes, I'm standing here. I'm established. I'm rooted in Christ. Amen. Praise God. So you will find me in the book of Psalms, the very first chapter, Psalms 1. And I'm going to read that, and if you want to follow with me, to open your Bibles to that. So Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man, or happy is the man, or joyful is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You see, the writer, which is an anonymous writer, we don't know who wrote the first book of Psalms, but the writer began this psalm by just showing how joyful the person is who is that godly person, who is that Christian, and the one who has already made his mind up that he's going to obey God and refuse to listen to those who discredit or ridicule him. See, our friends and our associates can have a profound influence on us. Oh, yes, they can. Sometimes it's in a very subtle way, but you could ask yourself this question. Seriously, do your friends help to build up your faith in God, or do they tear it down? The influence of a true friend should draw you closer to God, should encourage your faith in God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, listen, God blesses us with joy, those that meditate and think on his word. He blesses us. People will know the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. And let me tell you this. Let's look at this here. Psalms, it says, his delight or your happiness is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. See, God's word becomes who we are. That word, in other words, as we listen to the word, as we read the word of God, and we absorb the word, you know, that's what helps us to be strong. And again, the title is, we're living an immovable life. But that is not going to happen if you're in a congregation of the unrighteous. That's not going to happen when you say, oh, listen, I you know, I've been to church all last week, or I was in this revival, whatever, and then I'm going to step out to this club, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do the other. I think I'm going to do that and this and the other. But guess what? You're not going to be rooted and grounded in God. Or let's flip the script. A person who is rooted and grounded in the Lord, who has the Lord as the lead and as the ruler of their life. And that person, you won't find them in the club. You won't find them sitting there drinking in the bar. You won't find them running every skirt tail. You won't find them in the congregation of the unrighteous. My God, it's a dangerous place to be. But when it's one that loves the Lord and is meditating in it, he says, you're going to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. See, look, this planting, the planting is of the Lord. See, that planting that God does, it gives life. It's the life-giving water. It's the life-giving water that, like Jesus said, if you know who I was, you know, it'd be a well of water in you, springing up into everlasting life. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. And when you're rooted and grounded in God, see, he plants you there, and he plants you there that he may receive the glory out of the life that you live. Hallelujah. My God, my God. See, the word of God, talking when you meditate in it, that is your strength. That is your direction. That is our roadmap. Hallelujah. And then, you know, the word that he gives, like even in John, St. John, the 15th chapter, Jesus said it like this: I am the true vine, and my Father, he's the husbandman, or he's the gardener, and we are the branches. That means everyone that's connected in him, the Father, he purges them. He gives them life. He gives them strength so that they can bring forth fruit and bring forth much fruit. My God, that's just awesome right there. Praise God. When it talks about the fruit that Christ gives, see, when he does that, when God gives the branches the strength, you become more directed in him, more rooted in him, more grounded in him, that you will bring forth life-giving fruit. Your life itself becomes a fruit that others will see your branches, and you'll see you as a follower of Christ. See, the fruitful branches are true believers who, by their living union with Christ, they produce much fruit. But those who become unproductive, those who turn their backs on serving the Lord and following Christ, or making a superficial commitment, will be separated from the vine. Unproductive, the followers are as good as dead and will be cut off. The Bible says that is not good. My God, that's something to think about. My Lord, when you think about this, that is, we need to be rooted and grounded in the Lord, living an immovable life, life that says, no, I don't care what comes or goes, I'm steadfast, I'm settled in the Lord. God has been too good to me for me to turn my back on him. I've come too far to turn around now. Amen. But it's saying, those who meditate day and night. It tells us how we grow in God. Meditate on what? On God's word. We'll experience a joyful spiritual prosperity and success. Praise God. You know, think about the words that God said to Joshua. And he said, I'm going to paraphrase this, that Joshua, my servant Moses is no longer here. He's dead. But Joshua, I want you to be courageous. I want you to be very courageous, Joshua. And then he says to him, if you meditate, think on my word. If you think deep on my word and don't let my word depart from your mouth. And if you observe and obey to do it, that's key. Not only knowing the word, but we got to obey the word. We have to do what it says. That's what God said to Joshua. If you do this, if you obey my word, if you don't even let my law depart from your mouth, he says, this is what's going to happen. He says, then Joshua, you shall make your way prosperous. Who he says is going to make it prosperous? He said, Joshua, you will make your own way prosperous. And then, he says, God says to Joshua, and then you shall have good success. Say it, good success. Praise God. Amen. So it behooves us, it's necessary for us to know the Word of God, meditate on it, think on the Word of God, praise God. You know, in 3 John 1 and 2, he says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. And Romans 8 and 6 says, be spiritually minded is life and it's peace, prospering as your soul is prospering, as your soul is rooted and grounded in God, as your soul is strengthened in the Lord. That's what brings success and prosperity. Prosperity will come. All the other things will come. When he tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then he says all these other things, the natural things, spiritual things, all these things will be added to you. But first things first. God is a God of order. Hallelujah. Praise God. So to be spiritual minded is life and it's peace. Isaiah says it like this. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord, or those whose hope is in the Lord, will renew their strength. See? And what hope? What hope? What is our hope in? It's in his word. It's in his promises. What else he said they will do? Then they will mount up, or they will soar on wings like eagles. Hallelujah. Listen, that doesn't mean we won't struggle. That doesn't mean that we won't have hard times. But yet, he's saying, when you wait on him, when you stand on his promises, when your feet are established in God's word, when you're rooted and you're planted, and you says, I will not be moved. I will live this immovable life. He says, then he will cause us to mount up. Mount up with wings as an eagle. An eagle doesn't fight to get up. It doesn't fight to rise up as he elevates, but an eagle just gets up and he soars. Now, even though we're going through, but yet and still, there's a level that we can reach in God, that we can soar in him, knowing that God's got it. He's got all that we need. He's got the finances that we don't see. He's got the job that you're looking for. He's got the mate that you are asking and praying God for. He's got all that we need is in him. Hallelujah. That's the key. Stay connected. Stay connected in God. Hallelujah. He says, then they will run and not get weary. And they'll walk and you won't even faint. But see, Jesus is our hope. When we hope and have faith in him, he's the one that renews our strength day by day. I want to go back to this. When it talks about, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Jeremiah says it's similar too. Jeremiah says, but blessed is the one whose trust is in the Lord, and his confidence is in him. And then what else? He says, then they will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the streams. See, a tree that's planted by the river, the roots are deep, and they are strong roots. See, in those roots, it doesn't matter whether the heat comes and there's a drought. Those leaves are always green. They're not worrying. No, there's no worry even a year of drought whether their fruit will not bear, but they will bear fruit, and their leaves will be green. And it spreads out its strong roots by the river, and it does not fear or anything that will be able to stop that tree from yielding fruit. And we can, as the scripture says, will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Without a doubt, we are living in a world filled with uncertainties, The Lord never promised us that it's going to be a smooth sailing. He never promised us that peaches and ice cream and heaven's going to be like on a bed of roses. No. But he says, in the world we shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He says, why? Because I have overcome the world. Because Jesus has overcome, we are overcomers. How? Because he lives within us. Because we are rooted and grounded in him. Because his word is settled in us. Praise God. So we know that we're living in the world filled with a lot of disparities and uncertainty. I mean, just think, for example, inflation is steady rising. The cost of food seems to increase each and every time you go to the supermarket. In fact, I heard on the news today that the feds were planning to increase inflation percentage again. My God. And then, you know, gas prices, they're on the rise again. It's costly if you're a business owner. You know that the prices increases, so therefore they've got to pass those increased prices on to you and I, the consumer. Then not only that, there's a fear tactic that's going on, that people are afraid to get ready to go to the voting polls. They are afraid to stand and represent the person whom they feel that should be elected. They're afraid because of the enemy that's trying to may attack them. My God, you're talking about, if there's ever a time you and I need to pray, it is right now. We've got to pray now. Listen, we've got to have our feet rooted and grounded in Christ. We've got to aim to live this immovable life. Praise God. My God. Else, how would you stand? How would you be able to stand if we weren't rooted and grounded in Christ? And if you're not one that's rooted in him, if you're not one that has that word abiding on the inside, I would do so tonight. I would make a change. I would make purpose in my heart that Christ, I want you, and I want you to show me how I can become closer to you. Draw me nearer. Amen. Praise God. When you pray a prayer like that, God honors that prayer. Listen, let's look at the second half. I only talked to you about the first half of Psalms, but it talks about the ungodly. See, it don't stop there. It tells you all the good things that will happen if you don't walk in the counsel of ungodly, if you don't take advice from the world and everything, if you don't surround yourself and seat it in the seat of the scornful. Yeah, it tells you all those things, how when you delight in the Lord, how you're going to be blessed and so forth. But the fourth verse says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. My God, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, says, shall perish. That's a bad state to be in. My God, my Lord, when you think about it, says the ungodly, you're not even going to stand in the congregation of the righteous. We might have people that play in church and are standing with us as if we stand in church, and they got this thing packed down. They know how to praise God. They know how to carry on just like the people, the righteous people of God. But that's okay. God knows. He knows who's righteous. Mm-hmm. See, the Bible tells, let the wheat and tares grow together. He says, but I will do the separating, saith the Lord. I don't know. This is a word of judgment for every one of us. Living, I'm talking about living an immovable life. Oh, yeah, it's possible. You say in a world like this, in a world when there's so much toxic things and evil and stuff, yes, we can, because God said we can. Amen. Say this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can live this immovable life. Amen. But the ungodly, you're not going to stand in the congregation of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. It tells us, don't worry about the workers of the iniquity. That's what the scripture says. Don't be envious against the workers of iniquity. Let the people do what they want to do. Why? Because the scripture says, for they shall soon be cut down and wither as the green herb. The word means what it says, and it says what it means. The word also says, think about this. If the righteous scarcely make it in, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? My God, my God. If we could just, all that you're living for the Lord, all you know, we can just scarcely, if that righteous person scarcely makes it in, where's the ungodly going to appear? But you know what? We are going to look at the Lord. We're going to look at him. We're going to live a life as unto him. And there are times when we can't even see the light of the at the end of the tunnel. Can I be truthful? Can I tell you the truth tonight? Yeah, there's some dark times. And it just says, Lord, I'm praying, but where are you? Lord, I'm praying for my family to be saved. God, looks like they're turning the other way. They're getting worse. But let me tell you what. Keep your eyes fasten on the Lord. Keep him in your mind. It says day and night, meditate on him. See, when your heart is full of the word of the Lord, when you're rooted and you're grounded in his word, your trust and your confidence is in God. It's in the God of your salvation. Why? Because God honors his word. He watches over his own word to perform it. He will provide all that you and I will ever need. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all, not a little bit, not part, maybe, or no, he shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So let's just summarize this. Meditate on the promises of God. And as we meditate on the Lord, as we think deep on his word, God will keep us in perfect peace, the scripture says, whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Now, let me clarify some things. This does not mean that you walk around in a cloud or a puff of smoke and unable to function and perform your daily chores or tasks just because you are walking, you're in the spirit, or that you're meditating day and night. No, it doesn't mean that. See, it's a trick of the enemy where some people are so spiritually minded that they're no earthly good. Not talking about that. But I'm talking about as you grow in God, as you fall in love with the Lord, he will teach you how to walk in the Spirit, as the scripture says, and that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so to walk in the Spirit is life, but to walk in the flesh is death. So to be spiritually minded is life, but to be fleshly minded is death and destruction. My God, I'm talking about living an unmovable life in Christ. We can do it. Yes. So in closing, 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, it's talking about us, talking about the people of God, be ye steadfast. Unmovable, there you are. Always, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, yes, we can live an immovable life in Christ. Yes, we can be steadfast in the Lord. Yes, we can be rooted and grounded in his word. God has given us pretty much a roadmap to take us from earth to heaven. Through trials, through tribulations, through persecution, we can still stand. Praise God, because the word of God is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. If the word says that we can do it, we can do it. Root yourself, ground yourself, establish yourself in the word of God. Allow that word to be absorbed in your heart. Like David. David said, thy word, O God, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise God. Thank you for allowing me this time to minister this word. Oh, yeah, I know it was tight, but yes, it is right. My God, we're learning how to live this immovable life in Christ. Amen. Praise God. I want to say a prayer. There are several things on our list tonight. And I may not get to call your name per se, but you're on this line tonight. For every person that is on this line, God, we pray. We pray for them, Father, that you will just allow the word, your word, Father, just to enter our hearts. And God, let it take root. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, from this night forward, help us to make our minds up. God, I don't want to be wishy-washy, but I want to be established. I want to be rooted in you. God, I know that you come that we may have life and that we can have this life more abundantly. Jesus, God, you said that you would not, that any should perish, that we would all come to repentance. Father, you loved us when we were yet sinners. You said you loved us. And God, you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but we can have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord, for lots of life, plenty of life. For you came that we may have life, and we can have that life more abundantly. God, give us that life that you talk about in the scripture, that life that'll be a well of water, that springing up into everlasting life. I pray that. I pray that over every person that's listening on this prayer line. Father, those that need a closer walk, we all need a closer walk with you. We need a closer walk, God. Help us, Lord, to make our minds up, God, that we will be strong in you and in the power of your might. Father, help us to stay connected to the vine, hallelujah, because that's life-giving to us, hallelujah, that we will bear fruit. We want you to purge us that we can bear more fruit, Father, in you, Lord, hallelujah. We don't want you, God, to just throw us away. We don't want that branch that has died and being disconnected from the vine and that is thrown away in a pile to be burned up. No, Lord, we don't want to be like the chaff which the wind drives away. God, we want to be anchored in you. We want to be established in you. Hallelujah, Father. Fix us, Lord. Make us, Lord. Make us, Lord, from the inside out. Fix us tonight, Father, in your love because you love us so much, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We will ask you right now, God, if there's anyone on the line that's not saved, if there's anyone that don't know you as their personal Savior, Father, help them, God, to repeat the God and say, Father, forgive me for my sins. Father, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, I believe your word that if I call on the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. And Father, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Master. I accept him as my personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, Father, we believe, God, that those on this line, their faith has even gotten deeper. Their faith has gotten stronger. Our faith is more established in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, cause us, God, to be in a place where you can use us. Use us to bear more fruit. Use our life, God, to be a witness to others. Use us to be a light to somebody else. In Jesus' name, God, we're believing you, Father. We thank you, Father. We believe in you, God, if there's any sick here, if there's any sick among us, that you would heal them, that you would touch them, God, even at their point of need, even at their point of pain tonight. Release them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send your word and heal and deliver and set free tonight. Father, we believe in you, God. We're praying for the Jones family. Fix all the situation, God. God, we're praying, God, even for Aunt Gertie, that you would continue to encourage her, God, strengthen her, let her know, God, that you are always with her, that you never leave her, you never forsake her, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for Tracy Bowser, God. Bless her, God. Heal her, that mental stress, God. Release it in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we continually pray, God, for our sister Mary Brown, that for healing for her body. Healing is the children's bread. It belongs to her, God. Let your will be done. Healing in that home. Healing, God, for Deacon Walter Brown. Healing for Cleo Brown. God, you have your way. Move by your spirit. Father, remember Sister Helen Miller. Strengthen her tonight, God. Encourage her heart, God. Speak to her, God. She loves you, God. She knows your word, God. Allow her dreams to be sweet. Strengthen her mind, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the Dr. Ray McKenzie family, God, to you tonight, who lost his daughter. Oh, God, strengthen them. God, be the comfort that they need. God, we know that you'll do that, but you are with them at all times. All the sick and the shut in, Father, let your will be done. Deliverance tonight for those that need to be deliverance. Help. We believe you, God, that help is on the way. Hallelujah. Those that need a job, bless them, God. Open the doors that have been shut in their faces. God, oh my God, you're able to allow them to have the favor. Help them to be equipped when they're ready to look for a job, God. In the name of Jesus, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. Those that need a financial blessing, God. God, you own the cattle on a thousand hills, God. We thank you, Lord. We believe it, God, that all their needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight against all these fear tactics, against these demonic people that are taking matters in their own hands and it's set to kill folks. Father, we just pull up a petition, set up a petition. Oh, God, a shield around them, Father, a shield around the body of Christ, because you are our protector. You're our shield tonight. You're our buckler. Hallelujah. You are our fortress tonight. So, God, we depend on you. We don't depend on the White House. We don't depend on our state legislators, God, but we depend on you. We depend on your word tonight, God. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name, God. God, I pray for all of our pastors, our bishops, our leaders, our church leaders. God, give them vision. Give them your vision. Help them to see that this is a time that we have to pray. This is time that we have to preach your word as it is. God, oh, my God, give them, God, that unction, Father, vision. God, without vision, the people will perish in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God. Lord, we need a move of God. We need your move, God, in our nations, God. We need you, God. So we pray, God. We intercede on behalf of those that are not able to pray. God, we pray, God, that you will have your way, God. We know, God, that the king's heart is in your hands, God. You are in control. So, God, we continue to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, God, that you will strengthen us, God. You will lead and guide and direct us. And, Father, God, send revival. But, God, we don't need to exactly be in a church to have revival. God, let revival begin in us. Let the revival begin, God, even in the house of the Lord. Begin in us, Lord, as carriers of Jesus Christ, as leaders in Jesus Christ. Let your will be done, God. And we just praise you for it. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for our family. We thank you, Lord, for our friends. You've given us real friends. God, real family. God, that will love you and stick with each other, God. God, a family is important. We thank you, Lord, for our family. We thank you for the homes we live in. We thank you for the food we eat. We thank you, Father, for the clothes that we wear. We thank you, Father, for provision tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for provision. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you for that, God. And we bless you, Lord. We will bless your name at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. And for that, God, we praise you, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for everyone who took the time to dial in. Father, we praise you, and that you will get the glory. You will get the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. And Glory to God. I've unmuted the lines, and let us just take a moment. Let's praise God. Everybody on this line, hallelujah. I know you got something to praise him for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Let's praise him. Let's glorify him. Come on. Let's give God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's set this line on fire. Begin to praise God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you for life tonight. We thank you for life-giving word tonight. We praise you tonight, God. We love you tonight. Glory, glory, glory to you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We bless you right now. We thank you right now, God. We praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time for calling in to the Dream Team prayer line. Hallelujah. God willed it, so he appointed such a time as this to receive his word. And I ask that you continue to be blessed, continue to love on someone. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you continuously. And we're going to watch God provide. We're going to watch God change things. Amen. Glory to God. So until next week, we just ask that you continue to be blessed. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help is coming from the Lord. The help of the Lord will help us to live this immovable life in Christ. So God bless you. We love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. I love you, but Christ loves you more. Be blessed.
Amen.
Have a blessed night. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you.